This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
JJ Watt thinks Drake May is the most valuable player in the league. I always like when people frame that argument as like they've cracked the code. They're like, well, see, to me, the important word is valuable. And if you take
Oh, one of the three words in there?
See, to me, it's player.
The word that jumps out to me is player.
See, I always honed in on most. That's interesting. See, we all kind of see it very differently. Yeah. But they're like, no. But the way I look at it is value. And I'm like, no, I got it. That's what the MVP is.
Sure is.
And I completely agree with that logic.
I agree with JJ.
Go ahead and take Matt Stafford away from the Rams. They're not as good.
Right.
But I think you take Drake away from this team, and that's no knock on the supporting cast. But I think you look at what even McVay has done with the Rams without Stafford. He got to a Super Bowl. So I would also make that argument. I know I'm not arguing with a lot of people around here. I think we all have Drake May as the MVP. You can discuss it here on a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. We'll get more into that. But joining us every Patriots Monday throughout football season, Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. I know
not
you're
as well as Hunter, though, probably.
No, that's probably true.
You got 14-3 and 60 catches. You hit the incentive. You got anything kind of squared away for that money? Something you're holding out to maybe buy until you hit the incentive?
Well, I got another baby on the way, so I got a lot of diapers I'm about to pay for again.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah, that number might not cover it, actually.
You it may not. One. Well, Greg actually asked a good question this morning to Vrabel about how those bonuses are received. Are those direct deposit? Are those all lump sum? How do those enter one's bank account?
Yeah, it's direct deposit.
Nice.
We'll get it, I get it at some point.
That must have. I'm guessing your wife was locked in on the game yesterday.
Yeah, my wife's always locked in, but yeah. For sure, she's she knew it was a mistake.
Let me tell you, I like how he's like, it's gonna hit my bank account at some point. I would know.
I would be
yelling at bosses. I would make sure that I know. But Hunter, you guys are back to the playoffs for the first time since 2021, hosting a playoff game for the first time since 2019. It's prime time on Sunday night on NBC. What do you expect the environment to be like?
I'm fired up for it, man. I know everybody else is in this locker room, and I know the fans will. We need them to come early and be loud and just carry that energy throughout the whole game. We can give them a lot to cheer for and excited for it.
You know, and you're going to be going up against your former team on Sunday night in the Chargers. 10 years in the league, Hunter, 5 with the Chargers, 5 with the Patriots. More games played with the Patriots. Does it feel that way? Does it feel like you've been here longer? I guess when you factor in games played and you've been a part of the Patriots longer than the Chargers.
Yeah, pretty wild. you know, obviously have a lot of respect for that organization, man. They obviously brought me in this league and gave me a chance and was able to play for them for, you know, 5 years. But really enjoyed my time here and fired up for this playoff run. And, you know, how exciting it is it, you know, to play them first round. Pretty cool. I mean, it's a good team and we're going to be ready to go.
1 year ago today, Gerard Mayo fired as head coach of the New England Patriots. Vrabel comes in. You guys win 14 games. You win the AFC East. You're sitting here as the 2 seed in the AFC. How does a turnaround like that happen?
Just consistency, I think, from everybody in the entire building on a day-to-day basis. It started in April, a long time ago, man, if you look at it now. And just feel like guys have been consistent players-wise, coaches-wise, staff-wise, and just really coming together, you know, sticking to our identity and who we are. And playing good football too, and stacking some really good football games. And now we got to, you know, start to play our best now.
Is this what you guys thought the offense was going to be going all the way back to, you know, camp and the preseason? Because you look at it, it's very well balanced. You know, Steph Diggs hits the 1,000-yard receiving number. You were second on the team in yards, but you led the team in touchdowns. We see two different running backs have the ability to have monster games. Drake May spreading the ball around and at the top of the MVP conversation. I mean, even that, we'll get to the surprise question, Henry, but that feels like something that was, at the time, back in August, the absolute best-case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody was confident, man. I was confident, and, you know, I played in this scheme with Josh and knew what Josh could bring to the table just as a play caller. He's done a tremendous job of, you know, obviously calling games during the game, but also throughout the week, just putting good plans together and, you know, putting us in the right positions for us to be successful. And, you know, guys going out there obviously and executing. Feel like we've been really balanced, and we need to continue that.
Hunter Henry joining us here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday on WEEI. Steph Diggs, Christian Barmore making off-field headlines last week, and yet it didn't seem to impact you guys on the field or those guys specifically in any way. How has this team been able to avoid distractions when they popped up like last week?
Just focus on what you got to focus on, man. It's just, you know, one day at a time, one play at a time, one game at a time. And I feel like guys are just, this is like, I think everybody's preached, it's a really close locker room. You know, we really, really come together as a team, as a brotherhood, and we just enjoy playing with each other, man. And so any opportunity we get to go out there and do it again is a lot of fun for us, and we, you know, relish the opportunity.
Do you have any, I know it's out of your control, but do you like the Sunday night game versus what could have been a Saturday game, could have been a Monday game? They really spread out the wild card round now.
Yeah, man, I think, just line it up and play, man, whenever we're going to play. That's I think that's the mentality in this locker room.
I know it's early in the week. You guys just played yesterday, but what should we expect out of the Chargers? What are you focused on about that matchup?
Yeah, obviously I haven't dived too deep into it yet. Just from what I know, I mean, obviously they got a good, really good offense. I mean, they have an unreal quarterback that I played with. I know very, very well, and I know he'll be ready to go. I mean, he relishes an opportunity to come here for sure, and I mean, he's a big-time player, man, and we're going to have to match that, you know, on our offensive side for sure. And then defensively, you know, obviously – matchup with, you know, the matchup of Derwin, just the challenge he brings and just the energy he brings to that defense. Just he's a high level player that's played in this league for a long, long time, and I've competed against a lot. That, you know, he's just unreal. I mean, he does so many things that you have to pay attention to, and you know, we're gonna have to be ready to go.
14 wins, back to the playoffs. I think we know what the secret sauce is for that. It's time now for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised are you, Hunter, that former Arkansas head coach Bobby Petrino is teaming up with Bill Belichick at North Carolina?
I'd say like 42.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
right, 42. How surprised were you that there was no surprise question last week? My sources
that
tell me there was no surprise question last week. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys just took a little what, PTO last week or what?
Pretty much, that's what it is. Flex time is what we call that here at WEEI.
Well, off-season's coming, fellas. Off-season's coming down the road. I mean, goodness. We're going to be there and air soon. Y'all can take the time off then.
Well, we made sure to submit our time off in a substantial manner is what we made sure to do. Hunter Henry,
all right.
We appreciate the time. We will not be off next Monday, so we'll look forward to talking to you again. Good luck against the Chargers.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Hunter Henry joining us here on a Patriots Monday. Yeah, good use of flex time in the last week.
Had to use it. Little Georgie off two full weeks. Her school just was straight up off for two whole weeks.
Same.
CeCe had a little bit more time. She had like a day and a half longer than
T's and P's to all the parents out there over the last 2 weeks that were ready.
It felt like a summer break.
Throwing kids out of their cars, getting them back to school this morning.
A lot of games of Uno, a lot of just slime everywhere. There's slime just wall to wall in my house. Like, where's this slime coming from?
We just, not like we're watching screen time like a hawk, but by the end we like gave up and he was so sick because he's like, I don't want this.
Watch a movie. I'm like, I don't want to.
I'm like,
you can play video games.
You can anything you want.
I don't want that.
I'm like, he's so sick of it.
I'm like, can we go outside? I'm like, well, it's 10 degrees, but sure.
Let's go. Go back to school.
Let's get out there.
They're very excited
to be back.
But good point by Hunter Henry. The offseason is, he said right around the corner. And, I don't know what he meant by that.
Well, no.
Maybe he doesn't feel very good about this matchup. I'm not quite sure what he meant.
But really a great year for Hunter Henry. So he hit the incentive, which was 60 catches, but he also had a career high, 768 receiving yards. Second on the team, led the team with 7 touchdowns. Felt like kind of a go-to guy. Like, there would be, there were games early in the year where Kayshon Boutte had big games. Here and there, obviously, Steph Diggs, to get to 1,000 yards, had some monster games. Somebody like consistently, though, Drake May knew he could rely on Hunter Henry.
Well, and I think, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the game yesterday, because why?
Well, right.
But I think when they got going in the second half, every drive started with Henry.
Yeah.
Like every single one. He was the drive starter outside of the last one where Diggs hit his incentive. 617-779-7937. We were discussing the MVP. We've asked Hunter Henry about who his MVP is before, so no need to do that there. Let's just say Cam Newton, Keith. This may shock you.
Oh, yeah. Who's he going with?
This may shock you. He disagrees that Drake May is the MVP.
When we're talking about the descriptions of Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Drake May is well and capable, has all the upside and skill set. But last year, under his player's status, a head coach was fired. That's not to say, oh, man, you can't say that. That wasn't all Drake May. He was a young quarterback. But does Gerard Mayo have a job right now?
No, he's out of a job.
Offensive coordinator was Alex Van Pelt. Is he an offensive coordinator anywhere in this league?
Not a coordinator.
Thank you. Now insert Mike Vrabel. Now insert a dynamic play caller in Josh McDaniels. The system is right. So I can't just sit up here and say Drake May is a game changer right now because we've only had one season of dynamic play.
Well, Cam, you only really had one.
Brother, let's not go there.
You wasn't even like that. Insert the gif of Cam Newton in a Super Bowl.
I understand that, and they will not understand this. What I'm telling you is the truth. The person that's delivering the truth, you may not like. But guess what? Make sure you like, share, comment. Most of all, make sure you subscribe for more content. But to answer your question, Drake May is a game manager.
Ah, brother, this guy stinks!
That was really less about MVP and more about is he a game changer or a game manager?
Yeah.
But...
No, but the whole thing's ridiculous. Like, that's
the really first...
It really is. So, Gerard Mayo got fired, so Drake May can't be the MVP this year, is wild. Like, you almost have to give him a little bit of credit because nobody had thought of that because it's so ridiculous. Like, where's Alex Van Pelt? It's like, what? Maybe it goes to show you...
that other guy who doesn't really talk was like, hang on, is he? I don't know, where is he?
Just how bad was Gerard Mayo might be the answer that even Drake May couldn't save his job because Drake May has been the MVP. He's not a game manager and all this other stuff. You know what's hilarious?
How many coaches has Stafford gotten fired, by the way, over the years?
Stafford?
Like a bunch.
Several.
Jim Schwartz, Jim Caldwell, Matt Patricia, Daryl Bevel was an interim coach.
Yeah.
So there you go. He rolled through coaches.
He just rolled, right? Yeah. He's had a bunch of different guys. You know,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Great. Somebody had the stat. I saw it on Twitter pop up, so I'm going to assume it was accurate, that it was all of the MVP quarterbacks. Did you see this one and what their strength of schedule was?
Oh, yes. So Brady had one really good one in like 2010.
Oh, Brady had one where it was like the fourth toughest schedule in the league or whatever, and won MVP. It was like him, Peyton Manning had one, and then there was another guy that had one that you were like, oh, Lamar. Lamar's MVP year, he had a really good schedule. A lot of the other ones didn't, including – the only one to have the worst schedule was Cam Newton.
So I didn't even put two and two Cam together Newton. On the Cam part of it. Interesting.
Sure you like, share, comment. Most of all, sure you subscribe.
Not going to knock the hustle. He's out there. He's trying to get the likes and everything else. But, Gerard Mayo not being the coach to be like why Drake May isn't as good as we're saying that he is a wild
it's
take.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. He did pronounce GIF properly, by the way.
Yeah, I don't say it that way.
I don't either, but that is like the
correct pronunciation.
Proper way to say it.
Yeah.
So good for Cam on that.
Yeah. But GIF kind of hijacked the world, and that's what people say.
Well, at a certain point, we don't care if it's Brad Marchand or Brad Marchand, you're just Brad Marchand.
He keeps changing
at
it anyway.
At some point, we've all committed to how we're saying it.
Right.
Who was the late Mariota? Same thing. It's like at a certain point, your name's just Mariota. Yeah. It's too late. So it's GIF, even if it was meant to be GIF,
right.
It's now GIF. Sorry. The masses have all agreed on this.
Who's more compromised in their MVP talk, Cam Newton or Dan Orlovsky?
Oh, definitely Orlovsky.
Yeah, Orlovsky's way more.
Orlovsky's like shares a bunk bed with Stafford.
It's
for God's sakes.
Yeah. He needs to sit this one out. Like you're compromised. You can't talk about it. Dan Orlovsky saying Stafford's the MVP is like Mike Lombardi being like, I like Belichick for coach of the year. It's the same thing.
It really is.
So like you can't be involved in that.
No,
like,
I mean,
even if you're a Matthew
Cam is
Stafford,
a little Cam's a little compromised because he played for McDaniels.
Yep.
So he's a little compromised, but no, Orlovsky's completely and totally compromised.
And he's just like digging in on it, and you're like, I guess you have to. But even if you are a Stafford should be the MVP person, and there are plenty of them out there, and he's probably going to win, honestly, but you can't even use Orlovsky as evidence or support because it's just so over the top. This is just my best bud. This is my best bud, and I want him to win.
You saw who Brady backed.
Yeah.
Stafford.
Yeah.
Like basically,
it's an old head thing.
Basically,
old
like
guys sticking together,
lifetime achievement award kind of thing.
Which
he's
is
like,
so lame.
May has a lot of time left. That is lame.
I hate that.
That's stupid.
He's got a lot of time left. Okay, so like he's definitely going to win other MVPs. Like reward the best season. I think Drake May had the best season.
Yeah. Also, historically, like Stafford's fine. It's not like he's one of the greatest quarterback of all time who somehow never won an MVP. I would get owing that guy. Like,
no, I was consistent with this, and I will remain consistent. Like 4 or 5 weeks ago, we're like. You know what? The numbers are pretty overwhelming touchdown-wise. Like, it's simple numbers for Stafford. But you're like, if Drake May wins the division, and he's not just in there with a bunch of slaps, Josh Allen's in the division. So if he wins the division and finishes the year with more wins than the Rams, then like I think that would be a great tiebreaker. And he did. The Rams finished with 12 wins. Patriots finished with 14 wins.
He won his division. So, yeah. I think that is a big difference.
Because then Orlovsky's like, yeah, but touchdown passes against 11-win teams? I'm like, I've never heard that stat.
Have you seen the...
How do you find that?
Have you seen
he also
one?
Yelled about the strength of schedule and Stafford stat padded against the worst team in the league.
Oh, my God. Stafford... Sean McVay was calling plays yesterday like I do in college football trying to get my guy the Heisman. Like, that's me playing PlayStation trying to get a touchdown pass.
I don't blame McVay
for
that.
I don't at all.
I would absolutely do that.
I don't blame myself for that. I do the same thing. I'm not mad at him, but I'm like, it was so clear what he was doing. It was like first and goal on like the half-yard line. He's like, let me throw one to a tight end.
But it's like Drake May might have just had the best year of his career, but it's like because he has 15 more years, don't give him the MVP. That's dumb.
No, that's bad.
It really is.
It's like, Derrick Rose is going to win 10 more MVPs. It's like, no, give it to him the year that he deserves it.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this if you'd like. Drake May, the MVP, I imagine a lot of us around here agree on that one. Although Stafford is the odds-on favorite, and it seems like he has a lot of support from the XQBs Club, led by Tom Brady, ironically. So your thoughts on that. Plus, we'll get to Mike Vrabel. His appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show, he did answer some questions about Diggs and Barmore from last week. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.